Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A nationwide scam is targeting family members of missing Alaskans. State Trooper spokesperson Austin McDaniel says scammers are searching social media posts to find relatives of missing persons.
Locate phone numbers or names associated with missing persons, and they've been texting or contacting the phone numbers that are listed and claiming that they have that missing person or demanding ransom.
A trooper press release warning Alaskans about the scam says the caller claims the missing person was kidnapped and is now sick and demands money for their safe return. There are numerous unresolved missing persons cases in the Fairbanks area, but McDaniel would not say whether family members of any of those individuals have been targeted by the scam.
All I have to say is that there have been multiple instances occurring within the state of Alaska, and we hope that Alaskans will become aware of this type of scam occurring, you know, inside of our state.
McDaniel stresses that anyone contacted should not respond, but instead reach out to the law enforcement agency handling the missing persons case referenced.
Additionally, they can email the information to akcic@alaska.gov. Forward that communication you had with the scammers over to that email address, and they'll also look into it and investigate it as well.
McDaniel would not say whether anyone in Alaska had lost money as a result of the missing persons scam. A former Department of Homeland Security law enforcement officer is accused of sexually assaulting three women in Anchorage between 2012 and 2018. Alaska Public Media reports that 50-year-old Burt Christopher Heitzteman faces 7 counts of second-degree sexual assault. 5 of the assaults happened when Heitzteman was working as a Department of Homeland Security law enforcement officer, according to a press release from the State Department of Law. Heitzteman was jailed and held on $11,000 cash bail. I'm Dan Bross.